Track 16, Rumbles.
I'm Gina Dolan. I'm Rumbles' catering manager, and I started Rumbles up nearly 28 years ago now. So, yeah, it's a long time ago. Started off in this small village, Clipston, down at Gwendolyn Grove. So, yeah, it's been a long time. I'd had a business of my own in Sutton in Ashfield, a restaurant. I retired from that and I went to work in a prison as a tutor. And then I started working with adults with learning disabilities in a business which was connected to Notts County Council, where people with learning disabilities didn't want to go into a day centre. So it was an alternative, and I was there for 2 years, and it was the best job I'd ever had in my life. Politically, things changed and they closed the project down. So I looked for somewhere for them to go. And this is how we ended up at Gwendolyn Grove. And I did it voluntary for 4 years, working with Newark Sherwood College, delivering courses. Then we got lottery funding in 2000. And this is how we ended up at Vicar Water. It's always public facing, so it means it's social integration, which is absolutely fabulous. And it means we can demonstrate that people with learning disabilities can be part of society. That's really what catering does. It brings everything out of everybody.
Hello, my name's Tamar Roberts. I'm one of the senior managers and directors of Rumbles Catering Project, based here at Vicar Water Country Park, Clipston. I've worked here for roughly around 8 years now. However, I've always been in the background, as it's a very family orientated business. We have a lot of regular customers that are walking groups and mother and baby groups. We also open our doors to absolutely everybody, so we're totally socially inclusive. We have many different characters that come through the doors and have one cup of tea and last all day, sit with us. They become part of the scenery, which is wonderful. And we also have people that work here that are equally the same. They've been here for many, many years and regular faces. Daily specials, hot drinks, cakes, always cakes. We have regular cakes of the week, which are a sight to behold, wonderful.
Blueberry and lemon. Coffee and walnut. Victoria's. Scones.
Alan is absolutely amazing. He's an amazing cake maker, and he's the best cake maker you could ever meet, and he loves making them.
And I work at Vicar Water a long time ago, and part of furniture and fittings. Yeah, when come here and make them here and decorate them, that's what I'm doing now. Buttercream and icing sugar, piping on it, do all piping work. Yesterday I did a butterscotch and caramel. I do them for my friends, like close friends and that. Did like a Minnie Mouse one. We can have them if we take them home and eat them. Yeah.
We've got several people who work with us now who are paid in employment with us, who have been with us for years, and I've seen them develop and become independent. We've got one young man who he's got his own flat now. People who are still living at home, it gives them a sense of belonging. They know they belong somewhere and they're part of something. And that's quite important to people with learning disabilities, because they often don't feel part of something. And we become like a family. So, yeah, we've got lots of success stories. And not just that, people who are disadvantaged, we've had working with us, who probably not been in very good social settings. They've come along and they've took something away from us as well and become stronger for it and gone out into a better world. And while ever there's people coming in to support us, we'll always be here. And that's most vital thing, the support from communities. We move with the times. We give the customer what they like. Cake and chips. Chips and cheese, they love it. And bacon butties. You can't get away from it. I don't care what elf people say. They love the cheesy chips.
The cafe is open 7 days a week and provides a wide range of snacks and main meals. Everything is made on site using local supplies and with lots of support from our local cooperative supermarkets. The beneficiaries love to see regular and new customers who will experience their work and cooking. Rumbles are one of the best kept secrets in Nottinghamshire, and for those who experience our beneficiaries, handmade scones and cakes always return for more and take Rumbles to their hearts. Rumbles is open for those special events. We take bookings for Sunday lunch, Mother's Day, afternoon tea, fish and chip Fridays, and not forgetting Christmas. If you have a special event coming up or there is room for a private function, Rumbles can cater for all your needs. If you would like to know more about Rumbles charity and its beginnings, our lovely staff would welcome your questions and assist you the best they can.
So that's it. That's the end of our walk together. I hope you didn't mind my company. And I'd like to thank all of those I met and who shared their stories and told me things. And those who agreed to speak to you as well. If this is the first time you've come here to Vicarwater, then I hope you come again. We may even bump into each other. If you're someone who knows this place well, then I hope I've not got things too muddled up and that what I've been saying makes some kind of sense. Take care, and goodbye.
Emma's story was written by Andy Barrett and read by Emma Rayner, with Kev Fegan, Quentin Rayner and Andy Barrett. It was recorded by Phil Booth at JT Sower, and the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. Thanks to those whose voices you heard, to Ian Collinson for his work on the project, to everyone who shared their stories, and to all those who helped with the research for this walk. Emma's story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of 6 audio walks for Bestwood, Calverton, Clipston, Edwinstowe, Newstead and Ollerton. The project has been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major, and has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund.